the Hostile Zone, hosted by the infamous and dangerous and much lied about Eric A. Sinani. This is where public corruption, abuse of power, a waste and misuse of public dollars, and ultimately using your personal position for gaining power influence over others is met with extreme hostility. Otherwise, everyone else is welcome. Welcome to the Hostile Zone.
Welcome to the Hostile Zone. You're with the infamous and dangerous and always in your face, Eric Andrew Sinani. Eric A. Sinani, who?
Eric Sinani, of course.
Right here on the Hostile Zone. Yet another week, another day, another dollar.
Right? Another dollar.
Maybe 50 cents, and maybe, who knows, maybe it'll be Bitcoin in a couple years if the U.S. dollar should crash.
Or this a behind me coin.
Is this crooked Lincoln is killing me here. I have to
OMG.
Interrupt the show for the fixed Lincoln back there. my actual Lincoln signed letter there cannot be crooked during the show.
Oh, you're just doing that because you just want to show it off.
I've been talking about it for a while. So you are here on the Hostile Zone with Eric A. Sinani, coming at you live in many countries, many stations, everywhere. Thank you very much. I'm accompanied by this sensational vocalist, on-air talent, Miss Bianca C, like the ocean. How are you today?
Bianca C, that's me. I'm doing fabulous.
You're doing fabulous. So you're here on the Hostile Zone yet again, another day.
Another day. And every day.
Every day, right.
We're everywhere.
You never know. You're 1 minute we're on one station, the next minute we're on the next. We got our written stuff, our video stuff, our audio stuff. I mean, what else are we going to do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe people will have to go get 3D glasses. We'll do a 3D show eventually.
Ooh.
Or a double D.
They would be really in your face.
In your face! In your face!
That's right. I'm going to put this heart in the front. This necklace really does mean a lot to me.
That's great.
It was given by my husband.
If I recall, you wore that on the New Year's episode.
I have, yes.
On our other station, 99.9 KKTC. What is it, True Country?
True America.
True Sinati, because Sinati's on your side. All right, now we got everybody out there.
Yes.
You want to reach out to the show? It's The Hostile Zone at bbsradio.com, talkradio.com.
Yes.
The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com. Mm-hmm. Eric Sinati at bbstalkradio.com. Bianca C-S-E-A, like the ocean, at bbstalkradio.com. And yes, coming at you, Eric at ericandrewsinati.com. And if they want to text the show, how do they do that?
Well, you can text us at 917-877-0171.
That was very nice.
Thank you. Nice.
Do you have songs queued up for the day?
Oh, yeah. Oh, let's see.
You want to start us with something fresh, really strong?
Yes. I wanted to sing Leanne Rimes' You Light Up My Life.
Wow.
Yeah, that was actually a request, too. Right. They love that.
It was a request. And again, we'll put it out there because I'm getting tired of our legal department having to answer copyright people questions.
On the radio.
We have full copyright license, so trolls and bots, they keep releasing these copies. It's just making a waste of time for other people. All right, Miss Bianca, we'll go to Bianca Cam. So Miss Bianca can sing her song for everybody to enjoy.
All right, let me see. Everything's queued up? Okay, good.
So many nights sit by my window, waiting for someone to sing me his song. So many dreams I kept deep inside me, alone in the dark. Now
On that?
Well,
I cut into your mic for a second. The background. All right.
I've been so in the mood for classic country songs lately.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, I gotta say, like, also I've been watching a movie, Coyote Ugly.
Oh yeah.
So Leanne Rimes was like singing that. It is one of the main songs in that place. So I was like, oh, you know what? I was in a Leanne Rimes mood, so that's
I think everybody kind of needs something to light up their life right now. We have so much stuff going on in the world, in the United States, and, you know, it's just so much craziness going on, and I'm just like, I don't know. I don't really know if are we actually progressing forward, or are we taking steps back? I don't really know, because we have so much stuff happening. I turn that off. We had so much stuff happening, whether it be within our own country. Everybody is going at each other. I don't understand. It's just, you know, one of the big things that I guess, and we talked about on other shows, and I don't even know where we have an hour, even though we're on every day of the week, we're on twice today. It's not enough hours in a day to cover so much stuff that's going on, but. We talked the other day about all the stuff that's going on university campuses, college campuses, the protesters. Now,
so what's going on there?
There's people that are not unable to even define why they're there.
Really?
I have some people, I have some contacts, right? You're shocking.
I'm so shocking.
Oh my God. Right? It's like, oh,
that
no, we don't know what's going on.
Being sarcastic, by the way.
Yeah.
Kind of knew half of the people.
We had some people out there, and I got some clips. They're in the process of editing them, but I'm going to talk about them quickly.
Yeah.
Where people were asked out at the, at these different universities about why you're here. They walked up to people with a mic, you know, in your face with a mic. What are you protesting today?
No comment.
And they all said the same, it was you. They all said the same thing. I'm not the person to talk to. Well, is this an organized rally with leaders, or are people coming to have personal reasons? Are they paid?
I'm not supposed to talk to you. Who's telling you that?
Exactly.
Who is telling you that?
Who says that?
Right?
If you're coming out to protest, then you're here, your First Amendment right. In our favorite book right here, the handy-dandy pocket book, the United States Constitution, says you have the First Amendment right, the free speech. So, okay, these people are exercising their free speech by being at the on campus protesting, yet when you go to ask them, why are you here protesting, they can't answer that. Or they say, well, we're I can't speak to that. I'm not allowed to speak. I'm not allowed. Well, then you are fighting for something using your First Amendment privilege of free speech, but you're not allowed to talk to me. So it doesn't make sense. Who's telling you that you can't speak? Because they're violating your First Amendment right. And if you're out exercising your First Amendment right and you're out there fighting for whatever your cause is, nobody should be telling you that you can't speak about it. Because then there's something, word of the day, nefarious going on. Is there something nefarious going on out here? Are you funded? Are they paid? We specifically asked people, are you being paid? And they say, no comment.
No comment.
I cannot speak to that. One person even looked at a paper and then they like said something. It was clearly what they were told to say. They didn't. They looked at the little note that they had and they read it straight out off of the notepad to the journalist that was doing the interview. And then the journalist said, it was our guy. It was somebody for us. And they were like, well, I can't answer that.
You're telling me they had a printed paper, or was it
He asked again and said, what do you look like you read that. And and somebody else came and took a flag and blocked the camera, and it became a whole distorted matter.
Oh, they were trying.
You know what I'm saying?
Because they got caught. That's it.
So I call on all of these people that are on campuses that are protesting to tell us what it is. And then when they tell us what it is, if you can't answer one or two questions, all right. Let's have a little game here. Let's play a game here.
Don't be interviewed or don't go to the person's interview site because they're going to want to talk to you.
Well, let's play a game. Ready to play a game, Ms.
Don't be sandbagging me.
I'm going to sandbag each other.
Oh, no.
So you know me well enough. Ask me something. Ask me what I stand for. One thing I stand for. Name something I stand for that you know of that I talk about. What do I believe in? One thing. Yeah, do it.
Honor.
No. I can print something. Sandbag me. I want you to.
I don't know.
Name something. Come on.
What's the 10th?
That's a question. Never mind. Okay. Where I was going with this, folks, Miss Bianca dropped the ball. I wanted you to ask me. Okay. I stand for something. What is something I believe in? Miss Bianca, why do you love music? Do you love music? You're passionate about it?
I do.
Then why did you choose that song? Why do you love music?
Well, because it's feelings.
Okay. You know? And what else?
And it lights up people's whenever I sing. So
okay. So then that's something. And you can name a reason. That's what I want you to do. Return a favor.
Well, what do you do? Why do you do what you do when you save people?
When I do what, people?
Why do you save people? Why do you do?
What do you mean? Why did I join the fire service?
Yes.
Thank you. The folks out there that aren't watching are wondering, what are they talking about? Okay, I joined the fire department because when I was younger, and I've been involved my whole life because I watched my family do it, and there's something rewarding about doing something good for somebody else. Being there when somebody needs you, and stepping up when others step out, and stepping in when others step away, and running full when others run the other way. Bottom line. But that's not really one to go. Why do I disagree with abortion? See, I'm not afraid to talk the real truth, okay? I want you to hit me hard.
Oh.
I was going to hit you, but you didn't hit me.
Oh.
All right, so bottom line is, why do I not believe in abortion, but why do I agree with woman's right to choose? I disagree with abortion because you are killing life. You are executing somebody's life. Mm-hmm. You are making a decision based on your personal feeling as a woman. You're not including the personal feelings of a man, and you're not thinking of the future of that child that you are bearing within your body. However, at the same time, I do believe that a woman has a right to make a decision on her body. I also believe the government should not be paying for that right. That is your God-given right by God giving you the right to make free will. It's in the Bible. It's everywhere. Free will. You make your own decision. But it's not my duty to pay for you. See, hard facts here. Miss Bianca couldn't hang on that one. It's okay. That's why I do politics, law, and government, and Miss Bianca sings. That's where I was going with this. I was getting hostile.
Girl.
We are the hostile zone.
I know, but
we are the hostile zone.
Girl.
You got to be hostile because what I'm about to say next is extremely disturbing to me. Roughly about 45 minutes ago, Columbia University announces that they are canceling their commencement, their graduation, because of pro-Palestinian protesters. That angers me. And if I had a child that was attending there and I paid all that money, if I was the person who attended 4 years or more to get their bachelor's degree, or a person getting a master's or whatever, but we're just going to talk about bachelor's now, your four-year degree, your bachelor's, bachelor of arts, bachelor of science, whatever it may be, you don't have the privilege, the honor of walking down and having your commencement, being handed your diploma. Granted, your diploma
that's
probably isn't always
for
in the...
everybody that finished and did
well,
that.
Well, that's canceled, that and that's what I was saying. We are the hostile zone.
Wow.
Once in a while, we got to call a spade a spade. We got to be in your face. In your face!
Gotta do it.
Miss Bianca, what is something you stand for? Name something you believe in, you're passionate in. Be hostile. Well, America is suffering right now. Our country, our world is suffering. America is in danger. We are in danger of free people. People around the world are in danger, regardless of what religion you are or what you believe in. We are in danger because everybody feels they have to be politically correct. They have to be PC. They have to follow what others tell them to do. Or they have to just go off the rail and do ridiculous things. What do you stand for? Name something you believe in from your heart.
Women's rights.
Tell America. If somebody hates you for it, that's okay.
Women's
it's okay
rights.
To disagree as long as you disagree with respect. You may hate me, but I'll tell you what I truly think.
Yeah, I just said it.
What was it?
Women's rights.
Women's rights. So, all right, name one right. Name one right.
Well, you know.
I'm returning the favor that we did to protesters.
Like an abortion.
We did it to protesters.
You know, it is a woman's choice, my body. You
right.
Know,
and it doesn't mean you have to make that choice.
Right.
You choose, like I said, I believe in a woman's right. Mm-hmm. I don't personally believe in abortion. I don't want to be involved in it. I don't want to pay for it. I'm not going to do it. But I'm not going to tell somebody else. But the point of me getting hostile,
you know,
here was because we got hostile with people interviewing them. And I want to return it and show the difference between us and them. At least if you have something to argue about, you have principles, you have fact-based reasons. Or at least, to the best of your knowledge, they're fact-based. Right. That you believe in your heart, this is what I believe.
I also...
These people can't. You didn't hear me say no comment, I can't answer that question.
No.
I'm not going to answer that. I'm going to tell you what I feel. If you don't like me, change the channel. Change the channel. Don't come back to the Hostile Zone next week. But you will. Because you know what? You want to hear what the dissenting voice says, or what the voice that pulls back that curtain will tell you the truth. Right?
Also, another one. Equal pay.
Equal pay. Actually,
I don't think that's a great conversation.
Yes,
because I don't think just because you're a man that you should get paid more than a woman. Because
right.
if you're doing the same job as a man, you should have the same pay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's what I believe in.
All right. So with that, folks, we're going to take a break. Don't go anywhere. Coming back at you live. Don't make me get hostile. I want to calm down so we can have a better segment. Coming back.
Use your voice. Somebody hears you. Use your voice. Let it be heard. Use your voice. Somebody hears you. Use your voice.
Oh, hello, governor. That's right. You're with Eric A. Sinati, the Hostile Zone. Now, it's after midnight. You should be in bed, sleeping up, getting fresh on Monday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, the Hostile Zone. All right, governor. Cheers. Hey, I'm Eric A. Sinati. I'm the in-your-face, on-air talk show host of the syndicated show, The Hostile Zone. I'm in your neighborhood now. I'm on 99.9 True Country, KKTC. I'm with The Hostile Zone. We're going to keep it real. Commentary, the news, we're going to have a good time. Don't make me come looking for you. Be here, 9 p.m., Monday through Friday, KKTC, True Country.
Use your voice, somebody hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice,
somebody
hears you. Use your voice.
Welcome back. Welcome back. All right, folks. So we're back here on the Hostile Zone with Eric A. Sinati and Miss Bianca C. So we had a hostile moment on purpose. Actually, this is a well-scripted hostile moment because I wanted to show you that we went and talked to people and we had a couple of our interns out there talking to people that were AKA protesting, allegedly protesting. If it really is a protest, I don't know, because if you don't know why you're there and you don't know what it is you stand for or what it is you're standing for. We had a guy that had a sign that couldn't even tell you what was on the sign. He had to turn around and read it.
Really?
Somebody else, we got a photograph of somebody else holding a sign that was upside down. And then when they were asked what it said, they didn't even know what it said. Then the intern said, well, why don't you turn around and read it? And they turned around and realized it was upside down.
Oh,
and then they still had to read it. And then they didn't want to talk to our person anymore because they knew that they were a fool. And that's why I pointed to you. What do you stand for? If you believe in something, tell me what it is. If you're going to stand there and parade up and down the street, if you're going to block people from going to work, people from going to school, from going wherever it is, people, they shut down highways. They lay on the ground. They shut down the freeways completely. What about people that have to go to work, children that had to go to school? You're taking children hostage by blocking a highway. Their parents are thinking they were in school. I'm sorry.
Doctor's appointments as well. That's important too.
Yeah, but what about if a woman was in labor?
If
you're out there and you are, I believe in women's rights. And then, there you are. You're killing a child yourself by blocking the highway. People are unable to get where it is they need. Medical attention, make money to support their family, get food, feed their child, whatever it might be. Your protest let's get back to basics. A protest is a wonderful thing. The United States Constitution, the First Amendment, says you have freedom of speech, freedom to assemble, freedom to believe in whatever God you believe in, and a right to believe in a God, and a right not to believe in God. That is your choice. That is God-given right in this book right here, the U.S. Constitution. Yeah. The first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights. Number one is that. So it is not a protest when you, and I'm looking right at the camera if you're watching the show, you are out there impeding somebody else's life. They have the right to free speech. They have the right to free religion. They have the right to freedom of assembly. And they have the right to go to work. They have a right to feed their child. They have a right to do all those things. And how can we can coexist with that person doing what it is that they need to do and you doing what it is that you're doing as a protester? When you're protesting, I'm not driving my car and blocking you. I'm going to work. I'm doing what I got to do.
Yep.
You're protesting and you're stopping people from the going. It goes back to the old thing where people say you have the right to free speech, but doesn't mean you can go into a church and scream fire, into a movie theater or a church or anything and scream fire and make everybody run and freak out. That's not free speech. That's called committing a crime. So when you're blocking an entire freeway and people can't get back and forth, are they responsible if somebody is having a heart attack and an ambulance can't get through the traffic? Are they responsible for the death of that person? Are they responsible for the child that the mother that forced to give birth in her car because you shut an entire freeway down in Los Angeles and they can't, it's dead, it's gridlock, dead. Nobody's dead, stopped, nobody's moving. Do you have that right? I don't think so. That's not a right. Now your blabbermouth free speech that you don't even know what it is you stand for when asked, but it's okay to shut down a highway. It's okay for all of these students to not be able to have a graduation now. That doesn't make sense. What are you standing for? Okay, let's stand for something together. Let's stand for something together. Let's stand for unity. Let's stand for patriotism. Let's stand for love of our nation. That's what we should be standing for. And if that includes what it is that you want to argue, I'm okay with that. Everybody has that right. But do not use your right. Your right is no bigger than mine. We both have the same right to free speech. So right now, I'm giving free speech. I'm telling you that you shouldn't be doing what you're doing. You should stand out there with a sign, absolutely. But know what the sign says. Know why you're wearing the sign. Know why you're holding the sign. Know what it is. It just doesn't make sense to me. And then if they're getting paid, I want to know who's paying for it. I want to know who's paying for these things, because I do know that people are getting paid, because I have another person that applied for a position and was subsequently hired to be a part of these protests, of which we will be giving you that information after they continue. It is what they're doing for us. But we have footage of people out there and what's being pop, 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 chat, chat, chat in their ear on this protest, which is fascinating information to me. But your right should not impede on mine. My right doesn't impede on yours. Yours shouldn't impede on mine. Right. We can agree to disagree, but we can agree that we live in one country together and that we are not helping anybody by disrupting our entire nation. We are not helping any student here who is not going to have a commencement. What about the mother, the father, the boyfriend, the uncle, the aunt, the girlfriend, the wife, all these people that have a loved one that earned their degree, and this is their pride and joy moment, and somebody took it away because you can't act like mature adult. It doesn't make sense.
I know. It's sad, you know, because, like, this whole time that you've been studying, this whole time you were studying, and you made that commitment. It's one time that you get to shine.
Right.
And they're taking that away from you. That I would be so upset.
Right. And you know what? Here's another thing is that you think, I got two issues on this actually, and I don't know how far we can go with both of them on time, with time issue, but do you think as you, the protester, that when you do this, the companies that you're going to apply to for jobs, when they see where you attended school, is that maybe going to have some kind of subliminal, second word of the day, subliminal message to the employer of what kind of person they're inviting into the workplace to hire? I know it would me. I know I would say think twice on if a person's coming in to apply for a position and they graduated from a school that was a major, just honestly, a disgrace on what happened on campus. And it's a disgrace. I'm not even talking about Israel, Hamas, and Palestine. I'm pulling them from the equation. I'm talking about the individual behaviors of these people. Has nothing to do with the issue. Mm-hmm. It's the behaviors. So I would think twice, do I want somebody that would disrupt my job? And this is what we talked about on Friday's show on KKTC. We discussed, when is it okay? It's not a protest to walk out of class and say, I'm not going to come to class today, and then expect to get a grade.
Right.
What, are you a snowflake? Yeah, you know, how much of a snowflake are you? You can't finish what it is that you started?
Depending on what class you're going to, because it seems like
some professors are giving special privilege to others by saying go out there. And we saw those professors locked up. And I think it's great. I'm glad that those professors got arrested in front of their students.
I'm glad, too, because right. You know why? They want to encourage you, probably. Those professors want you to go and protest. You know why?
Oh, they won't come back and be a professor.
They don't have to work.
Right.
But they still collect your paycheck.
Right.
And you got your tenure protection. The money that you gave the college to pay them, they'll go.
Well, that's my other side. What about, Columbia University is a private university. But guess what? Don't tell me nobody there is getting financial aid from the government. Because they are. There are people that applied for financial aid or EOF, Equal Opportunity Fund money. This is government money. This is your money, folks. My money, your money. Pull back the curtain. Waste and abuse. If we are paying for it, I want something for my money. I want the value of my money. If we're paying for an education for somebody that doesn't like this country and they want to badmouth our country and then they want to not even utilize the free money we're giving them, taxpayer money, to go to school, and they want to use that time to argue for another country and to disrupt our people from school, and then to turn around and say, oh, I got a degree from there. Did you even do anything? I paid for it. It's called ROI, return on your investment. What is your return on your investment? I want to know where my money went. I know that people that are going at Columbia are not getting a commencement this year. Very sad for many people. Very sad for many families. I can imagine how many families have somebody who is terminally ill, who has been holding on, waiting to see their loved one walk across with the cap and gown, and they'll never get that moment because you felt it appropriate to shut down a school over an issue that has nothing to do with you, and then you don't even know what it stands for. You can't even make an honest, rational statement on what it is that you believe. And half of them don't even have a clue, and then at least look me in the eye and tell me, I don't know. And then we can have an open-minded conversation. But if you look at me and say, A, I have no comment, I'm not allowed to talk, then I question, are you being paid? Which we know they are because one of our interns got hired. Mm-hmm. So and the best part is he's playing it out, but he's getting some great undercover video. That's kind of fascinating to me. So I want to know where the money's coming from, but I actually got I have the ad. They have it run under something, they're calling it, I have to look in my email, but it's a pamphlet dropper. Or something like that, a canvasser, and that's the position, $20 an hour, tax-free. They're calling it 1099. That means basically cash. So you're paying somebody $20 an hour cash. People are not making that at some places at all at minimum wage. You're paying some dumbo to stand out there holding a sign upside down that they don't even know what it says. They can't tell you what it means. Even if they did know what it said, they're getting $20 an hour, getting a degree maybe not. getting free government money at the on top of it. And what are we? What is our ROI? What is our return on that investment? I don't know. Give George Soros a call. Maybe he can answer that question. Anyway, Miss Bianca, do you have something queued up to go around? Or did you have something to say on that before you queued up your next one?
I do have something queued up. So, yeah.
Something to say or something queued up?
Queued up for singing.
All right. Let's go to the Bianca Cam while she tells you what she's going to sing.
Absolutely. I will be singing Shania Twain, You're Still the One.
Nice.
Yes. Okay.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took a long way. We know we'd get there someday. They say, I bet they'll never make it. But look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. You're still the one I run to, the only one I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one better. We bet all the odds together. I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we is missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. You're still the one I run to, the only one I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss.
Nice. Nice. Woo! Oh, we went to double cam.
Double B. Double Bianca C, I guess.
Yep.
In your face!
There it is! In your face! All right.
That's so cute. I can't get over it.
So one of the other things I wanted to bring out with this conversation about the protests, and it is kind of I'm not going to be as hostile on this one, but I am hostile about. But I don't want to lose my voice getting crazy tonight.
Well, you know what? You're either hostile or you're not. Can't be between.
I know. I should be hostile all the time. But here it is. Why are? And here's something I bet a lot of you out there didn't notice. And if you did, you will notice now, and you thought it because you saw this as the new norm. And I'm air quoting. If you're not listening, if you're listening and watching. Or watching and not listening, whatever it is, I'm quoting, okay? So I'm air quoting because it's the new norm. Why are all these people out there wearing masks on their face?
Obviously.
They got the mask all the way up right here, covering their whole face, just their eyes, you know? COVID was 2020, right? 4 years later, folks, four. I had to yell. I had to be house.
Oh,
4 years later. To. Seriously. 4 years later, and you're, and here's the best. I didn't see people wear masks that good, even during COVID. They did the under the nose little thing, right? Halfway, flipping them out to talk, all that, right? Mm-hmm. But no, not a protester today out there. If you were out there in at any of these universities, a protester's got one of the best, like those N95 masks. If you are military, a fire or a first responder, a medical professional, you know what the N95 mask is. They got this mask that is covering everything but the slit of their eyes almost. And we asked that of somebody too, and they couldn't answer it. I'm like, well, do you have like an immune disorder? No. I don't know. Do you have
That's
like,
what they said.
Are,
no.
are you contagious of something you're afraid of giving? No. And then when you ask them, they can't answer that either because they don't really know why they're wearing the mask. Well, they kind of know, but they're not going to tell me the real reason. But then, you know, you got to be quick and ask them, well, who told you to wear the mask? And, you know, they don't say nothing.
No,
because you know it's not a law. It wasn't even really a law during COVID. Anybody out there that's listening and watching right now will not look at a protest the same after tonight's show. Because they'll say, wow, Sinatti's right. I pulled back that curtain.
I know, right?
I pulled the curtain. And I'm like, well, what? Seriously, I would love an answer. If you are a protester or if you're one of the employees that are funded through George Soros, not that name, maybe into somebody else. It's probably George Soros. So if you are funded from one of these people or these skeleton companies that are actually really not companies hiring you to do this, I'd like to see why. If you are calling the show, you got the number, it's on the screen, we called, reach out, let us know what your thoughts are. I want to know why the mask is there. I want to sell masks to you. Maybe it's America, capitalism.
And when you call,
I want to open a mask company.
And when you call, don't start yelling and whatever, because that's not a smart argument, just
right.
So you know. You know, nobody's going to hear you.
Right, right.
You know, talk like a normal person.
Right.
And just like,
you can yell at me. I like it. Because I'll just yell back.
But
see how you yell back with, like, informative, fact-based, knowledgeable argument, where you will yell at me with rhetoric and crap and nonsense, then that's not fun. If you have something good to say, you can yell at me all you like. We can yell at each other back and forth as long as it is a dialogue mutually understandable for both of us. I doubt that highly. Well, I doubt
that's
it very highly.
Gonna...
No, they're not going to do that. No. So
but you know what? Stating that with the mask and all, I know. I think I have an idea why they wear that.
You think so?
Yes.
Facial recognition?
Yes.
I don't know.
Because they don't want to be recognized, because you know what?
Because they don't really stand behind their argument.
No. They want to get probably paid, and they have jobs, and they know that if they get recognized or, you know, whatever, they're going to get fired.
Well, I watched one of the interviews with one young person who was a student at the university, and the mask was on, and he was straightforward and said, I'm covered. I don't want them to see me because I go here. Well, if you attend here and you don't want them to see you, you really believe in this cause. He couldn't answer that question. And the conversation was over.
Aww.
But the fact is that he did openly admit that the reason he was, his mask was literally above the line of my glasses. It was like, if I took my glasses, it was like the mask almost looked like a unibrow to him.
Oh, wow.
The top of the mask made a straight line across his eyebrow almost. And he just bent the edges down a little bit so his eyelids popped out. That's it. And he was like, well, I don't want anybody to recognize me. Well, then. But why?
Then
You know what you're doing is wrong?
Don't go.
Are you doing something you shouldn't be doing?
And then you wouldn't have to hide your face. Because
right? You don't have to hide your face. Or clearly, you don't really support the mission. You don't really support the cause. Because if you supported the cause, then you wouldn't be covering yourself up. You'd be brave and proud. You'd be proud. Rah! Like I wear this American flag on my lapel right here. Do I cover half of it so it looks like a Puerto Rican flag, not fully American? This way. You see red, white, and blue and a star, you're not sure. Maybe it's American. Maybe it's Puerto Rican. Maybe it's another country that's got similar colors. No, in your face. It's right here, American flag. I'm not going to hide it. It's who I am, and that's it. I'm not going to hide it. So if you're out there having that discussion with yourself internally, maybe you need to re-ask yourself the question, why am I here? Because I'm sure there's a lot of other things you can do for $20
an hour. There's a lot of people, too, that go to these things. You know why? Because their friends are going, and they don't want to be the loner.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's not a good reason. If your friend is going to some place that is going to get you in trouble.
Remember the old saying, if your friend jumped off a bridge, would you do it too or whatever?
Yeah.
I heard that all the time as a kid. Too, oh, but I said so-and-so did that, right? Well, if he jumped off in front of a train, would you do that too? No. Well, then why'd you do that?
Mm-hmm.
I know,
there's a lot of pressure and all, but you know what? If your friend is giving you pressure, oh, just come with me, blah, 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 you know, I don't want to go alone. Then you know what? That person doesn't want to go alone because they are unsure about going.
Well, this is what I think should happen.
If you are a
person with a good amount of money, feel free to reach out to me. The Hostile Zone at bbstalkradio.com or eric@ericandrewsandi.com. Reach out to me if you have some money you want to spend. I will be happy to help you run an ad, and we will interview people for a job, and we will tell them that they're going to go and protest for $25 an hour. $5 more than George Soros. I'm sorry. Not, I don't want to say his name. Other than Mr. Or it ends with an O's at the end, is paying per hour per person. We'll pay you $25 an hour to go stand out there with an Israeli flag or whatever it is that you're doing opposite. If you're standing out there with an Israel flag, we'll pay you out there for a Palestine flag. Whatever it is, I guarantee for $25 an hour, they change your opinion. But at $5 an hour wage, they change your opinion. If you want to do this, reach out to the show. We have interns out there right now interviewing these people, and we will help you coordinate this. Because if they can fund that, we will be happy to help you do that too. And the show will help you with getting that done, helping you find the people, and we will help fund it. We will fund it. We are willing to match your $5 per hour to the individuals that we hire and see if we can put together a little party of people waving flags and flags around. But when you get hired, you have to hold the sign that we tell you to hold and whatever it says. That's the rule. That's how it is. But you get $25 an hour, and we'll, quote unquote, 1099, wink, wink, means tax-free.
They might hold it up.
Wink, wink, 1099. I winked. You know, 1099. You're responsible for the taxes.
Here, they might hold it upside down.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. You don't get to know what the sign says, because you don't want to know anyway, because if you did want to know, they would have known what it is when we were asked them on their current protest. So if they didn't know that, why do they need to know what it is they're holding for us? You're going to get $25 an hour. Stand out there for 7 hours, 6 hours. $25 an hour, you do the math. It's a good gig. And as long as the universities allow it, we'll just keep sending you back too. Mm. Or maybe we can go to some place that, nobody cares about the university, right? They don't really, it doesn't affect many people. How about we have you block the entrance to a Yankee Red Sox game? A New York Yankee Red Sox game. And you could go out there and see how they react if you block the entrance to a Yankee Red Sox game. It's not going to go well, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Are you kidding?
Right. Or how about we go down to Dallas, right? And wouldn't you, I don't know. Would that go well in front of when they're trying to get into a football game? I don't think that's going to happen. Are you going to be able to block a Cowboys game? No, not going to happen. They're gonna run over you. They're gonna trample over you to get through to go see the game. But
another one.
But,
what about blocking the Taylor Swift concert?
Oh wow, that was great.
In your face!
I'm gonna say the Taylor Swift fans, the Swifties. I guess that. Right. Well, I don't know, but I'm just saying that. But
that was a fabulous one. Pound for that one. Yeah, that's it. Wherever the next Taylor Swift concert is, we're going to have you stand out there holding up, I don't know, maybe a Katy Perry sign or a Kanye West. How about a Kanye West sign? How about a Kanye West sign or something else? Just out there for the fun of it. Because it's not going to happen. You know that.
We're just making fun. No, but literally.
And that's the point, what we're doing here. Clearly, I don't want you to disrupt the Yankee game.
Exactly.
It's just we're.
You gotta make that clear to these folks. Well, they'd be like, "Oh,
I hope that I hope that our listeners and viewers know that we are being facetious on that. We're not being facetious on having people go out.
Well, say another word too, because sometimes they won't understand that word either. So you gotta say it in regular.
No, they have to look it up. Get it. If you watch the show, you need a thesaurus. all right, in a dictionary, all right, or at least have like, I don't know. You can't rely on an AI or ChatGPT or whatever these things are. You can't rely on that. Actually, pick up a book. Read a book, folks.
You are getting a lot of stuff out of me today. It's unbelievable.
So we're coming up to a hard close in a minute, but you know what? We are we got about 4 minutes left, and but it was pretty interesting. I just wanted to bring that up because I'm just getting so tired of my news content, and it's killing our show because I feel like I got to talk about what this stuff is. But it's like monopolized our show, it really is. There's so much going on with the former President Trump trial going on, and again, that's monopolizing the news.
Yeah.
President Biden, who's not really campaigning, because he just is not. I don't know why. You don't really see him out there. But I mean, there's so much of this stuff going on, and yet we are giving all of our energy to other things, and I don't understand. I just know that it is disheartening to me as an American, as a taxpayer, a voter, or whatever. And I support your rights in the Constitution, but your right does not trump, no pun intended, does not override somebody else's right to that same liberty and freedom that this United States Constitution affords people. The founding fathers of our nation would throw up if they saw the way that people are trampling all over the United States Constitution, and they are using the United States Constitution and the freedom of press. Oh, don't get me started on freedom of press, because half of that, you can't believe 90% of what they say, because they work for the government. Basically, if you work for the press, you're a government employee, but you're quasi-government. You're not regular full-time, because if you were, then you would get the pension and benefits. They're still getting all the good stuff. Or they just leave. When they leave the government, they get hired. How many people who get out of the government you see on certain TV stations? And they are news people now. They are contributors to these stations. It's a scam. It's a scam. It's a disgrace. We have a constitution. Let's follow it. Miss Bianca, we have a constitution, right?
Yeah.
It's the founding fathers of our country want to hear something patriotic. Can you give it to them?
Absolutely. And one more thing, yes. I wanted to say. I just want us to be united, just like how I was. You know, one thing we have in common, I just want everybody to love our country.
Right.
We live here. Love your country. And that's all I want to say.
Right. No, you're 100% right. 100% right. So with that, we are going to bring it to the flag, right? We're going to go to our special flag.
Miss Bianca,
we're going to close us out with honor, pride, glory, patriotism, and love for a beautiful nation. Folks, don't go anywhere, because Miss Bianca's voice is going to light up your life, light up Americans' lives. Let's do it.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the buzz bursting in air, get proof through the that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the use your voice, tonight he hears you. Use your voice, let it be heard. Use your voice, tonight he hears you. Use your voice.
Thank you for listening to The Hostile Zone, because in Sonati's Zone, I hear everything, everywhere. For everyone else, see you next Monday for more outrageous talk, where we pull back the curtain and hold no punches. From me to you, have a great week. And remember, everyone, treat others kind, treat your family kinder, and always love our country.